Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website, c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Well, I do have a word for you this morning. I'd like to say it's a Mother's Day word, but it's not. But I am a mother, and I have a word, so I'm pretty much sure that makes for a Mother's Day message. But the word I'm bringing this morning, honestly, has been a word that has helped me. I thought it was just for me, but it turns out it was for us. And I'm sure this morning that God is going to speak through my words, and something in here is going to have traction in your heart. Simple thought and three questions, and I do want you at this week to take a moment, sit quietly, sit with the Holy Spirit, sit with God and say, Lord, help me answer these questions and help me get your insight on what it is I'm stepping into. Sound good? Can you do that this week? I'm assuming you're smiling at me, are you? Yes, I knew it. Hey, let me open in this passage of scripture. Psalm 31 verse 14 says, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. What a beautiful promise that is. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says, he's made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. You know, right now, if we were to rewind to the days of Christ, right now in the time we are in, we would be in between what would have been the resurrection of Christ and the coming of the Holy Spirit. This in between, this 50 days in between the resurrection and the coming of the Spirit, Pentecost Sunday coming up in 2 Sundays' time, marketing Najari, be in church, God is into dates and times. But in this season, I marvel at the fact that God in his sovereignty and his ability did not immediately at the resurrection of Christ pour out the Holy Spirit. That's amazing to me. That God in his sovereignty kept to the timing and the season that he had prepared. He withheld until the right time. The Holy Spirit was to be poured out on the day of Pentecost, that feast of Pentecost, when in one era we looked to the law and now we look to the Holy Spirit. God in his sovereignty withheld for the right time. Do you think it's marvelous that a God who is actually outside of time keeps it so delicately? Is that not amazing? Someone who's outside the realms and the parameters and the limitations of time is actually holding to, steadfast. Sure, we see in creation, we see the morning and the evening. The thought of the planets hanging in the universe, perfectly timed, held by the breath of God. We think of the seasons, the winter, just as important as the spring and the summer. God is the God of every season. I would love to think that we would all be in the same season at the same time. Wouldn't that be convenient? If everyone in my household was challenged by the same season, they were walking through the same areas of growth, wouldn't that be helpful? I've got three daughters and my mom and my hubby, and I think we all are uniquely challenged with different things at different times, and the chaos brings us to Jesus. I feel like I resonate in the room. I am reminding us that we live on the other side of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And you are in need just as much as I am in need. I am in need of God to lead me. I do not know my own way. I like to think I know the steps to take, but God has steps that are prepared for me, that if I walk in them, I will be extremely blessed and I will have an incredible life. Psalm 104 verse 19 says this, you made the moon to mark the seasons and the sun knows where to set. Even the sun knows what he is to do. I'm assuming it's a man. That's probably not the right kind of language, is it? The sun, even the sun listens to the command of God and sets on time. What an incredible instance. What an incredible thing that even creation is structured to adhere to the timing of God. Can I remind us and remind me this morning, if I am listening to the wisdom of God, I will be protected from disappointment. If I know the season I'm in, I have a great expectations, I know what it is that is before me, I'm not disappointed. I'm not stretched beyond what I need to be. I know when to pull back. I know when to stop. I know when to run. I know when to be bold and courageous, and I know when to be slow and steady. God leads us in the pace we are to live our lives, and He will protect us as we listen to His timing. Would you like a fun fact about timing that may hurt your brain? Oh, that was good. I would like this one too. Okay, are you ready for this? This is an easy one. On Mercury, a day is 2 years long. Yeah, I get that. I understand. Okay, try this one. Time passes faster for your face than for your feet, assuming you're standing up. Einstein's theory of relativity dictates that the closer you are to the center of the Earth, the slower time goes. A year at the top of Mount Everest is about 15 microseconds faster than a year at sea level. Oh, I'm so confused. Can I give you some facts that I found in my word about God's timing that may also make your heart skip a beat? God used a well-timed whale to reinstate a rebellious prophet. He used the timing of a wicked ruler to hide a Hebrew baby in Egyptian royalty so that he would grow to deliver a nation. He used a slow, delayed Christ to arrive just in time for his friend to have died so he could resurrect him. God's perfect timer for the Messiah to be born was to an unmarried, virgin, nobody, mid-reign of a jealous, murderous ruler in the middle of a nationwide census, leaving them there so there was no room in the inn and no family around them. That was God's perfect timing. Who would have thought? Have you ever looked at the situation you're in and go, God, this timing is all wrong? And He says, if only you could see what I see. If only you could see what I see. I'm going to draw. Can we draw this morning? I'm going to be Pastor Phil because he's not here. And we'll sell the painting and I'll be famous. Let's give it a go. How are we going? Are we on? Let's try that again. This actually was an image that the Lord gave to me in my own time. And I want to share it with you because it really spoke to my heart. I was reminded that God is incredibly passionate about the end result. In fact, the fruitfulness of my life has to be evident for me to give Him glory and honor. But so much of the time we have, we are looking to that end result. We're looking to the fruitfulness. We're looking to the perfection. We're looking to the end result. And God says, I'm actually outside of time. I actually delight in beginnings. I delight in the secret place. I delight in the slow process. I delight in things maturing at the right time. I also delight, this is a painful one, I also delight in transformation. I delight in the seasons where I'm paring back. I delight in the seasons where it looks like nothing's happening. God is the God of every season. I would love to think that we're all facing the same season at the same time. That makes for great leadership, great pastoring, great prayer. But we are not, which is why we should never look to a man. We should look to the Holy Spirit. We gain wisdom and insight from our leaders. Our connect groups are so important because we bear with one another what it is we're facing. But the God of heaven, He has now been poured out into your heart. For those of us who say, Christ be with me, the Holy Spirit enables my steps and enables me to face any season I'm in with the wisdom of Christ. How does that sound? Sounds amazing. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, and the Passion says this, trust in the Lord completely. Those who trust in the Lord completely do not rely on their own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him, easier said than done, in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. So what do we do in the seasons? What do we do when we come to a new season, a new time, and it looks different to what we imagined, or we need to be different to what we imagine? What do we do and how do we respond? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33 says, God is not a God of confusion. Amen. God is not a God of confusion. I may be confused, Lord, but You, strangely enough, are not confused by what is happening. You have a way forward. James 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Some of us have been asking all sorts of questions in all sorts of ways to all sorts of people. But this morning, I want you to ask God. I want you to ask God. Maybe you used to ask God and God is saying, come back and ask me again. I am still here with an ear to hear. Come back and ask of me and I will reveal to you by the Holy Spirit the best next step. So three questions. Would you write these down for me this morning? Come on, I want you to look to these this week. I'm sure they'll help you in your connect group, in your family. The first question, simple questions are, the first question is, what can I change? Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. I feel like over the years, I've looked at that scripture and trusted in the fact, yeah, you know what? God orders my steps. But the first part of this passage says, we make our plans. Can I encourage you this morning? There are plans to be made. There are steps to take. God has given you wisdom. He's given you skill. He's given you boldness. And he wants you to make some steps. He moves on our moving. What door is open to you? What opportunity could you walk towards? How is it that you could begin to reframe your thinking? Who could you talk to? How could you be connected? Is it your tongue that needs to change? Oh, me, always, truly. I mean, I'm pretty kind, but you know, I'm always working on my language. I'm like, Lord, help me with my tone and my patience. Lord, help me in the way that I am, the way that I mother, the way that I get ready in the morning, the weakest part of my day. Always yelling at the children, get your shoes. That's James. James is like, it's all good, babe. It's all good. You're always late, but I could learn a thing or two off you. Wait, that wasn't a dig, that was a compliment. What is it you can change? Because I tell you, there are things in your world you can change. You can get up that few minutes earlier and put on some worship, lift your hands and pray for your family. You can come to the prayer meeting. You can make that call that you've been putting off, but you know you need to. Maybe it's even a relationship today. Maybe it's a bold call you make today. I used to call my dad on Father's Day. That was the call I made once a year. I called him on Father's Day, and it took all my courage, weeks leading into that day, to pick up the phone, call my dad. What is it you can do? There is something you can do. Second question, can you guess it? It's obvious. What can't I change? What can't I change? There are things in life that just happen that we cannot change, that we cannot control. When we're talking about what we can change and what we can't change, the news is I can change me, but I can't change you. I can change the way I respond, but I can't change the way they respond. I can change the way I am in the workplace, but I cannot change the way you are in the workplace. God has limitations in that I have control over what I have control over. I do not have control over what I do not have control over. Can I release some of you this morning from a weight, from a burden that you need to fix all of the challenges in every space in your world, in all the challenges maybe your children have? You want to be there in every situation, but you can't. And God is saying, give it over to me in prayer. There are things I can change that you cannot, and I will be with you. I was last Sunday in a seriously scary car accident. And one car's a write-off, one car, Mum and I were in a car accident, weren't we, Mum? I was hooning home from church, you know, going through, no, it wasn't really, wasn't my fault. But we were stopped in traffic, and I glanced in the rear vision mirror and saw a car coming, I'm thinking 60 kilometres an hour, and I could not do anything. I pushed my foot harder onto the brake and said something completely helpless, like, ah! And we got hit. We got seriously hit, and their car completely folded. They really did hit a family brick of a car. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone was okay. But I tell you what, there are times in life when all you can do is brace. All you can do is hold. All you can do is wait. It's out of your control. Some things are in your control, some things are not. Can I remind you that God is in both of those situations. He is present in every season. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says this, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames will not consume you. I think we can look at this scripture and go, Lord, you are the God of the rivers. You are the God of the fire. You are the God of the flames. Lord, why can't you just remove them? And yet he uses every single thing our life presents before us to refine us. He is not trying to persuade us. He is not trying to impress us. He is trying to perfect us. And he will use anything that comes before our lives to draw us to a place of surrender, because he knows the way forward. He knows the steps in which to take. This spoke to me recently. God does his best work at a dead end. God does his best work with a broken heart. His best work between a rock and a hard place. He does his best work in a refining fire, because we are at our end and God is really just at his beginning. Psalm 112, verse 7. They will have no fear of bad news. Did you hear that? You will have no fear of bad news. Your hearts are steadfast and trusting in the Lord. So can I encourage you to change what you can? Leave what you can't. And what I think is the most important question, what is God changing? As I was preparing this morning and I was, I whipped all this up this morning, I'm joking, not really. As I was preparing and reading over this morning, I was reminded in this question that even in the room, in fact, some of you are surprised by how God is changing your heart. You never would have found yourself in church, and yet here you are. You never would have found yourself open to a God in heaven leading your life, and yet here you are. God changes us, right? He changes us. We are changed. We are the changed people. The people of God have always been changing to be more reflective of a God in heaven, of a Christ surrendered. We are changing. And there are things beyond our control that are not beyond God's control. Absolutely not. Thank you, team. Beautiful. John 13, verse 7 says this. Jesus answered him, "What I'm doing you don't understand now, but afterward you will." The hindsight of God is a beautiful promise. I think he can be misunderstood in seasons that we're facing, seasons of grief or loss or challenge or loss. Don't misinterpret the season for God's position of goodness, of grace, of mercy. He has a way forward that goes beyond the season. Like those seasons we saw before, he's the God of all of them. He sustains all of them, and he will sustain you. You will never know a spring without a winter. You'll never know a dawn without darkness. You'll never know healing without ailment. You'll never know salvation without surrender. What a thought. I would never know Christ if it wasn't for my need. So what's your need? Take it to Jesus. What is he changing? I hope, I pray, I always pray God changes our circumstances, always. I'm a woman of faith. I will always pray the perfect result. But what I pray also is, God, I pray you change my circumstance, but would you change me? Would you change me so I can be sustained in whatever season is before me? Change my circumstance, but Lord, change me. I know you're going to change me. You are changing me. He is changing you. You are different. You are growing. You are strong. You will fear not for your family. You will fear not for your business. You will fear not for your connect group. You will fear not for your children. You will trust in God, right? Amen.
Thanks for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. We look forward to having you back soon.